Here with me is Raymond Hosch, who is the CEO, the head man for Messe Berlin, which is the organization that is behind planning and putting on the International Green Week. And I'd like, first of all, for you to tell us a little bit about Messe Berlin. I know that Green Week is a major activity, but describe the organization and what you do when you're not having Green Week, too.
Well, we are one of the top world organizers of exhibitions and conventions here in Berlin. We have a fairground of about 160,000 square meters. Overall, we have a space about 600,000 square meters. That's about 6 million square feet, if you can better find it in the measuring in the United States. Well, then we are organizing a lot of other shows, international leading shows, not only the International Green Week, which is the world's largest show for agriculture and food, but all the ITB, is the International Exchange Mark for Tourism. Mm-hmm. It's the world's largest tourism show, about 183 nations, that's sometimes more than the United Nations, United States, coming together and representing their tourism destinations over here in Berlin. We have a great show, it's called Fruit Logistica, which is the world largest show in fruit and vegetable logistics, mm-hmm. and so on. And a few others. So for instance, you just maybe have seen in Las Vegas the Consumer Electronics Show. We have parallel the same show here on our fairground, which we call IFA, the World of Consumer Electronics, just the same what Gary Shapiro does in Las Vegas.
Well, we're just kicking off International Green Week, which will start here. For those people who don't know about this show, it has been going on a long time. I attended back in 2001, mm-hmm. so this will be my second. Tell us about this show. What is its purpose and the mission? Yep. And then we'll talk a little bit more about the specifics.
Well, at that show, you see more than 50 countries coming together here, showing all the agricultural market and the food and beverage they have over here. And it's very interesting because parallel to that show, we have one of the most important political conventions over here, because more than 30 ministers from Europe, agricultural mm-hmm. ministers, came together and doing the agricultural policy, by the way, mm-hmm. while our trade show is running. Within the trade show, it runs for about 10 days, and we have almost between 450 to 500,000 visitors over here. So all the consumers can taste products in food, wine, beverages, and anywhere else from Europe. Well, it's more a cultural event for food and the European food. And well, maybe sometimes we call it also a big wine festival. So it's everything is.
Well, I remember from my previous trip that it. Even I only had a couple of days, yeah. and it takes several days just to walk through and
That's
see
right,
all the
yeah.
exhibits
yeah.
of food that are out yeah. there. So there's lots of sampling, and you have, like you said, the exhibitors here from all over the country, yeah. I mean all over the world from different countries. And I think it's interesting you brought up the political aspect of it, because you do have this event bringing these people together. And is that something that's always been there, or that it's just developed as the show's gotten?
Yeah, maybe it's especially developed within the last 25 years, because agricultural policy is mm-hmm. in Europe is done by the European Union. Mm-hmm. And as you know, and sometimes they have to control how the development is going on in Europe, because yeah, there are some countries who are producing a lot of maybe tomatoes and the others a lot of wines and mm-hmm. a lot of grapes and something like that. And this has been regulated by the European Union. And how this could be regulated is done here in Berlin. Because before they go in the parliament of the European Union, they have all done their talks. They need to make that almost 500 million people. 500 million. So, and we have a huge market in Russia. Because, for instance, in our International Green Week show here, Russia is the largest exhibitor with 6,000 square meters of exhibition space. Wow. Russia is presenting, and it's a huge country, and the contacts between Germany and Russia are close, even on the agricultural sector. And that all those business is done here in Berlin.
I think I heard mentioned in our program here this evening that the European Union is partnering with this show.
Yeah. Well, in the European Union, each country has the presidency for a certain kind of period. So for the first 6 months at this year, Germany has the presidency of the European Union. And it was the idea of Germany not to make Germany especially as a partner land, but to set it up to the European Union and said, okay, we step aside and we will present the European Union as the partner of the International Green League, because that's the topic and Europe has to be united, and that's what we wanted to point out. And especially that all those professions like farmers have a future. Now, it's not an old-fashioned job, but only farmers, especially if you think about the new energy sector, bioenergy and something like that, and that's very interesting, just here presenting on the International Green League.
Well, you mentioned bioenergy, and I also understand you're going to have a segment of the exhibit space devoted to energy?
Yeah, especially renewable energy. That always has been a small sector on the exhibition, but now it's growing and growing. Mm-hmm. The prices of oil are getting up, and all the uncertainty of developing of those prices. Just in the last weeks, we had some discussions with Russia, because all the pipelines between Russia and the Western European countries has been blocked for several days. Mm-hmm. So that's a critical and crucial point. So to become more independent of all those oil and from the Arabian states and something like that, it's a big focus. And as you see, for instance, in Germany, we are in that point a kind of market leader by energy. We have the wind energy, and in our gasoline, for instance, we now have already part of 10% of renewable energy, biological energy. So that's a high percentage, and that makes us more independent of the delivery and import of all those oil and gas from the other countries.
Is there anything else about this year's show that you would like to point out, especially to people who have never been here before?
Come here and experience it, because you can get by one day visiting the exhibition and taste all the food all over Europe, starting from Swiss chocolate, which I prefer, up to Italian cheese, up to French wine, and then finish your party with the Russian vodka.
All right, well, that sounds very good to me. That is Raymond Hosch, who is the Chief Executive Officer for Messe Berlin.